You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
He's the most busiest out of all of us, you think?
Yeah, he's got shit to do. How's the saying go?
I don't know. You fucking tell us.
He's taking ass and doing something with names.
Kicking ass and taking names?
He's kicking names and taking ass.
Oh, okay. He does it backwards. All right. So, the hell's everybody been up to?
Well, Brendan here has been really busy. Why don't you tell us all about it?
I've been kicking names and taking ass, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you get your whole lady all moved in?
Something like that.
Your old lady moved in with you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
Big news.
Man, you're pretty much married.
Next up, bro.
Yup.
Oh, man. I'm going to get as drunk at your wedding as you did mine.
Have fun with that.
Speech.
Oh, it was awesome.
He was wasted.
He was one of the few people out of all my friends that made it to the end.
Oh, really?
Yes. We did a photo at the very end, which is fucked up because I've still never seen it, and we've been married for, oh, man, I'm in trouble. I don't know, since 05, so a while.
13 years.
You tone it down and just say 8 years because it's been so good. You didn't even know.
So we're getting everybody together. The photographer or something, whoever. No, it was the DJ. She's like, I want to get everybody that made it to the very end, get everybody together in one picture. Mm-hmm. And Brendan's sitting off to the side by himself at this point because everybody had left. And he's just drinking his draft beer. Do you remember what you were drinking?
I have no idea.
I mean, it had to have been. I mean, it was just, you know, Bud Light or Budweiser or what. I just wonder which of the two it was. And he's looking completely normal. He's sitting back in the chair, just drinking his beer, just watching everything going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting together because there's not that many people left. And I'm like, Brendan, come on, get down here and get in this damn picture.
He didn't want to.
And he goes, nods his head, like, okay. He sets his beer down. He stands up, takes two steps, and falls completely on his face. No stopping his hands. It was boom, boom, boom.
I actually remember that.
Went straight down on his face. It was just like, oh, fuck, that dude is messed up.
He just had. How did you manage to keep getting beers if you couldn't walk two steps? Someone getting them for you?
I don't remember. There was a little step down.
Yeah, that's where you fell. Yeah, there was. But the step was like 3 inches.
Like 2 inches, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't much. But it was enough to topple him, for sure.
I remember clear as day, the ground just coming closer to my face. I'm like, oh, shit.
Because he didn't put his arms out. It was just on his side, face, boom. Like, it would have been a belly flop if it was water.
Brendan doesn't fall. The ground gets closer to his face.
Luckily, his brother came and picked him up. Because you were over there with Josh and Jared just pounding beers, and they took off.
Did you stand back up for the pitcher, or were you just kind of laying?
No, yeah, he's in the picture. We picked him up off the floor and got him over there.
You're
bleeding all over the place.
No. Carrying around like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Somehow he didn't like bust his face up. But he went... I guess he kind of fell in like slow motion somehow. Because he didn't get hurt or nothing. He went. It was because everybody was watching him. Because I'm like, Brendan, come over here. So everybody turned the direction to him, and he's just like, yeah, okay, cool. Boom, right down on his face. I was like, oh, fuck. Because God knows how long it's been since he had gotten up and walked.
Right, exactly.
So he knew he was drunk, but he didn't know he was that drunk. That motherfucker wiped out on the floor, on the dance floor. It was awesome. Poor bastard. I think me and the old lady were the only ones that were sober.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know, weddings are. You're running around doing all that.
Oh, you're so tired you didn't want to drink.
No. Yeah, you just got to be over here. You got to go do this. It's just like, everybody's partying.
You didn't have time.
No. Yeah. No time. I mean, Brendan wasn't the only one. You know, I had to pick up off the floor. Mike was in the girl's bathroom puking. and I couldn't find him. And his brother's like, I think he's in the girls' bathroom. So I walked in there, and there's like, you know, there's a nice fucking couch in there and all the stuff that guys' bathrooms don't have.
Like, where was this place at?
It was in Smithon. Like, it's just a little town, a little hall. We rented.
Oh, like a hall.
Okay. Yeah, we got married at the hall.
They had a couch in the girls' bathroom?
Yeah, it was nice. Walked in. I guess that's why he went in there to throw up. I don't know.
That's why guys can't have that shit. We're
dirty. Yeah, we tear that shit up.
It'd be like the most disgusting couch you've ever seen.
You wouldn't want to sit on it.
You wouldn't want to get near it.
There was a few stalls in there, and there was only one door that was closed. So I assumed that was him. Yeah. And I like stood up on the couch and like looked over. Which, now that I think about it, was probably a bad idea. What's if there was a chick sitting in there?
Yeah, why don't you look and see what his shoes look like?
Who cares? So I stood up and, like, you can lean over the couch and look over the stall. And I, like, looked over, and Mike's standing up, throwing up. You know, he's very quiet when he throws up. It's just like you just turn a faucet on, and shit's just running out of his mouth. The only thing you can hear is it splattering into the toilet. Because he's standing up, so it's got that distance to fall down there. And I'm, like, looking down at him. I'm like, Mike, are you all right? And he turned up and looked at me with, like a mad face, like, because I'm bothering him. And he's just like, yeah. He just goes, yeah.
I'm fine. I'm just peeing.
He's like, yeah. And he turns around, starts throwing up again. I'm like, okay. And I just walked out. I was like, he says he's all right.
Dude, when I throw up, I'm done.
Oh, me too. No, he can keep going. Or at least he used to. I don't know if he still can.
There's a lot of people like
that. We're a lot older now. But no, he always claimed that you weren't partying enough if you haven't thrown up yet.
I've always said too. Not me, but it's not a good party if someone doesn't throw up.
No, but
it ain't gonna be me.
No, he keeps going. It's okay.
You feel way better after you throw up.
I don't.
Really?
Oh no. See, I'm crying. I'm
one of those people like where in my mind I hold it back as long as I can. I'm like sweating and shit, you know. I'm like, I know it's coming, but I'm holding it back as long as I can.
No, I'm the same way. I do the same, and I know it's gonna make me feel better. But as soon as it starts, I'm like, oh, I'm fucked.
Usually, I'm one of those dudes that either throws up in the morning the next day, or like gets up in the middle of the night and starts throwing up. I never throw up like then and there.
Oh, I do then and there.
Do you?
I mean, I don't think I've ever been anywhere where I've like puked in public. I mean, I have. I've been outside somewhere, but I've never been like at a club or at a bar, and I'm like puke in the bathroom. Yeah, puke all over the bar.
I told you the ashtray story.
No,
have I told it on the air?
No, I don't. I don't even know if you told me.
So we're going. It was a long time ago. I was in my early 20s, and we were going. We were some bachelor party. Know the dude? I think he just, you know, I was friends with my roommate. It was one of his friends.
Yeah,
so, don't know none of these guys. Go with them. Whatever. We're going to all these places. We go to this one bar down the city, and they know the bartender. And he's giving us, like, super strong drinks. And I'm just pounding, like, regular drinks. So we leave there for whatever reason, because, you know, when you're young, you got to go to 12 different bars.
Yeah, you have to be all over the place.
So we go to another place. We walk in. It's super crowded, shoulder to shoulder. We walk in. I got to puke. I don't know where the fucking bathrooms are. I'm by the front door. I can't find them. So I got to do something, right?
Oh, no.
So I run straight over the bar, and there's this nice-size ashtray. And I puke right in this ashtray on the bar.
Are you fucking kidding me? Did it hold it all?
Yeah. It was a big ashtray, and I filled that bitch, though. And the bartender walks over and goes, "Hey, you can't be doing that. You got to get out of here." And I'm just like, "Ugh." And he's telling my friend's right by me, "You got to get him out of here. You made a mess." My friend looks down the ashtray and he goes, "He got it all in there." I'm pretty sure we did have to leave, though.
Oh, yeah. You can't puke in a bar.
I can't puke in the ashtray at the bar.
It's for my 30th birthday. We were at a bar in Belleville called Friday South. And there was this guy in the corner. There was a band playing. It was like two guys with acoustic guitars. Because I know you've both been in there. So we went and got that pizza that time and after we went bowling and shit. I had the kid with me.
Oh, yeah.
That place. Yeah. Well, in the corner, there's two guys with acoustic guitars. And they're just kind of playing here and there. And there's a guy sitting right next to him. And he's fucked. He's, like, passed out. Up against the wall. His back against the wall. Head down on his chest.
Right.
Out. And we're at the bar. Pretty much right where we were sitting, if you remember. Because the bar was directly behind you.
Yeah, small.
We're standing at the bar. And if you would have looked all the way right to the wall, so, I mean, we're not close, but we're not like super far away.
Yeah.
Mike gets a straw, puts a spit wad in it, and spits it at the guy. Nails a dude in the face. he lifts his head up and then just starts like headbanging with the music. And we're laughing our asses off. So I don't know, about an hour later, an hour goes by, the guy's, you know, he passed right the fuck back out. About, I don't know, hour, half hour later, Mike goes and does it again. Spits another one. He drills the guy in the face again. The guy like puts his head up, like sits up, and then just falls face first onto the ground. And the bartender's like, get him the fuck out of here. Whoever he was with, you know, start yelling. He's like, get him the fuck out of here. Blah, he's all pissed off. And we're like, ugh. It's fucking awesome.
Who was your friend carting random people at the restaurant Friday
Greg,
night?
Greg.
That was Greg?
Yeah.
He was killing me.
So we after we left the Microfest, we go to
Mission Taco.
Mission Taco.
Which was like because it was like a mile away.
Yeah, it was close.
It was like super close.
Yeah. They got more of like, I guess, authentic Mexican tacos, even though I don't think there's any Mexicans working there. But it's not, you know, it's not like a
you
Taco
were in
Bell.
The kitchen.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's not like you go to Casa or something that. It's, you know, but really good food, really good food. So it's a half hour wait. And it's fucking packed. What is that, the Central West End? Is that what that's considered?
Yeah, it's all fancy,
man. Oh, my God damn, it's packed.
We had to wait outside.
Yeah, we had to wait outside. Luckily, it was nice. So we all went in and got beers, and we're standing outside. Well, Greg's standing right by the front door, which the doors are open, and we're standing to his right in a group. And Greg's, for some reason, standing by himself at the front door.
He's not really standing by himself.
Well,
but
he was an arm's length away from me, but he wasn't, like, we were all...
He knew what he was
trying to do. I guess he knew what he was doing. So we look over, and people are, like, walking up, and he puts his hand out like this, like, you know how the bouncers do that with the... Let me see your ID.
Yeah,
and people are fucking handing him those IDs, and he's reading them, and he'd hand it back and nod and let him in.
And he's like,
it's a fucking restaurant. It's not a bar. And people are giving it to him. And these two chicks come up finally, and they were young, and he's like...
Oh, he was talking to them for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, he started fucking with them because he's like, oh, I need your ID. And she's like, oh, okay, here you go. And she gives him the ID, and he's looking at it. He's like staring at it, looking at her, looking at the ID. And he's like...
What year were you born?
He's like, what year were you born? She says it. He's like... What's your address? She says it. He's like, ah, this isn't you. You just memorized that before you came here. She's like, no, it's me. And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, and he starts asking her other questions. And he's like, are you meeting anybody here? You know, and she's like, no, it's just us two. And then they looked over at us. And he's like handing them the ID back at the same time. They look at us, and we're all over there laughing. We're all like, ooh. And she looked at him and fucking hit him on the arm. She's like, you don't fucking work here. And she fucking hit him. He's like, oh, fuck. And they went in. They were so mad. It was awesome.
Why would you have to share your ID at a restaurant?
I don't know. But, hey, fucking people were giving it to him.
Oh, yeah.
But they handed him the ID. He just looked at it, and he'd nod. Okay, here you go.
I think of all the people he did, no one said no.
No.
Everyone went with it.
Everybody just handed him IDs.
And the one time, first of all, he's dressed like just regular clothes. And the one time he did it, he was holding a beer. Yeah. And people still like, oh, okay, here you go.
And here's the best thing about it, now that I think about it. So they got carded again when they went to the bar.
They didn't trust. They had no trust.
Yeah. They're going to be like, no, they fucking carded me when I came in. They'd have been like, what?
Who the hell carded you when you came in?
They're like, no, they fucking carded me.
We were trying to tell them, like, hey, next time it's a $5 cover.
Oh, man, we could have made some money. Yeah, those fucking beers I got were expensive, dude. Because I bought me and you a beer. And it was like fucking $17 for two beers.
For two beers.
It's like, what the fuck?
That's because you're on the Central West End.
Jesus Everyone Christ.
It's all happening.
Motherfucker, are you kidding me? Then I couldn't even finish it because, dude, I was already drunk. And I drank like half of it. Oh, no, because I finished Keith's. I downed his. And then I was like, you were giving me shit. You're like, drink your beer. I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm fucked up. And I got to drive all the way back to Illinois. I was like, nah, I'm done. I'm fucking done, son. And it was...
Yeah, Brennan, you missed out on that Microfest. It was pretty good.
Yeah, didn't Tim drink all your beer? You were like talking shit to me. He picked your beer up and just drank it all.
And then I started drinking yours because you weren't drinking yours.
Yeah, because then you drank mine. Oh, dude, I was pretty drunk. Like, I got home. I woke up early in the morning to take a piss, and I was like walking into walls and shit still. I was like drunker when I woke up at like 5 in the morning.
You have I don't know what you ate, but there was like there's like a big piece of like shredded meat on the side of his glass. And one of your friends one of your friends was like, "Hey Steve, are you saving that for later?" And I looked at it, I picked it up and I just licked it off.
Yeah.
They're like, "Ugh."
And then Greg, yeah, so I eat all my food. I had a big ass burrito, ate it all. Greg had like he had a decent sized chunk left of his burrito and we were giving him shit. I was like, "Come on, Greg, you can't fucking eat, you can't even eat that." So he scoops it onto my plate. And as soon as he does that, the waitress comes over and looks at me. She's like, "Oh," she's like,
"Do you need a box?
Do you
for
need
that?
A box?" I'm like, "That's not mine." It's like, "I can finish it."
And we're all like, "It's fine, Steve."
He yeah, never, yeah, making me look like the asshole. Everybody else's plates are clean.
Like a pussy.
Like, fuck you. I can
even
finish
Brian
this.
Even Brian was able to give away the rest of his food.
Yeah, I know. And he doesn't eat anything.
He gave away all those little
oh, yeah.
Corn
the corn fritters. Those
things are
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tacos, though, they're the
good.
Shit.
Yeah, they're good.
Are good.
But the I like the MicroFest. We don't have to wait in line. Once you got past the main thing.
No, yeah, once you got past the main thing, there was enough, I don't know, did you consider that packed?
No.
I didn't think so either. I was actually surprised. I wonder if Saturday was busier.
There's quite a few people there. There was like probably 40, 50 different brewers, you think?
Oh, there was more than that.
You think so?
Maybe not. I don't know. I think they said there was over 100 brewers there, cause, and then they said there was over 450, really? Supposed to be 400 different 50 different styles of beers there.
Yeah.
If you combined them all.
Yeah.
Well, I was disappointed in Big Muddy just because they have the beers they brought, they have way better beer.
They're just bringing their generic stuff.
To me, it was. And that's the thing, though. They brought all cans to pour out of, which is fine.
Yeah.
You don't want to drag all those fucking kegs up from 2 hours away. I totally get it. But why the fuck didn't you bring other ones? Because whatever you don't sell or whatever you don't pour, you just go put it right back into stock. I can get kegs. Well, I don't want to bring a fucking keg of this, and I tap it, nobody drinks it, and I wasted it.
Maybe they're just bringing their cheap beers.
No, because I think they're all about pretty much the same. They don't have any, like, high-end.
Don't have any different pricing?
No, it's all pretty much roughly the same. But I know the blueberry blonde is more...
Yeah, if they're doing more summery stuff, it's warm outside.
Yeah, but there was plenty of people that had stouts there.
They're not going to bring their s'more stout. Yeah, some people did, but for the most part, it was.
But I'm saying, but that was
lighter ales.
Right, but if you why not bring it if you're doing the cans and bottles? Because if you don't open them, who cares?
Yeah.
You're not wasting anything. Because I wanted you guys to try it. Well, you tried the s'more, but Brian had, and I wanted him to try it.
Yeah,
so when we got there, I was like, your fucking IPA and your blueberry blonde. I'm like, that's it, dude. You guys have like 10 different fucking beers. I'm like, you're gonna bring those two? I get the IPA. People love
the
IPAs.
Summer stuff.
Yeah, well,
IPA
fuck
is a summer thing too.
Yeah, I know. But the
some of those beers, I just felt like I was actually chewing on hops.
Yeah, yeah. That was funny because Brian was like, I gave him his first IPA.
Yeah, he's
and
like,
I was like, and I was just like, oh, I was like, ah, oh, this is drinkable. This isn't bad. And he's like, this is terrible. I'm like, oh, buddy, you have no idea. Because I don't like IPAs. So if it's super mild and I can drink it. It's like, okay, I can handle this, but...
Who likes them? I have yet to meet someone who's
Mike and Tim and...
love IPAs.
Mike and Tim love IPAs.
They think that's the best, huh?
I don't know if they think it's their best, but they like them.
Yeah.
I'm just... No, I just can't do them.
It's a beer that sat around for too long.
Right. The, what was that, Diablo that we had?
Ugh.
It was spicy?
Was that the one that was like 10% alcohol or something?
No, you pussy. Yeah, Travis is over giving me shit. Telling everybody, oh, he only drinks... Well, I mean, people listen to the show. He says it on here, too. Oh, Steve only drinks beer with fruit in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it does.
So we get a 10% stout, 10% alcohol. And me and Brian are both like, damn, this is actually pretty good. And Travis is always like, oh, I can't, it's too strong.
No, it's...
Cry, baby.
I guess I like more of the ales and stuff. You know what
right.
I mean?
Well, I mean, if you're not...
I don't like fruit-flared stuff because it just tastes like the fruit or whatever.
Right.
You know? And I'm weird about the acidity. Like, I can't... My stomach
won't. Well, see,
I'm the pussy because my stomach can't handle.
Well, here's the thing, though:
the acidity from lemons, limes, and pomegranate, and whatever the hell.
Right, but see, that's the thing, though.
Messes me up.
I don't like. No, don't get me wrong. I like ciders and all that, but I don't drink them because the same reason it'll fuck my stomach up.
Yeah.
I like the beers that they use the fruit because usually it's more of the beer taste with a hint of the. You get a hint of the fruit. It's not too fruity like a cider.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the same way. If I have. Like that Crown Valley makes a blackberry cider and a strawberry cider. That shit is good. It's like fucking carbonated Kool-Aid. But
it's good to drink one.
Yes, it'll fuck my stomach up if I drink it all night. Like I'm just
a 6-pack of that crap.
Right, but that's why I kind of like those beers if they do fuse it with fruit. It's usually it's more of a beer taste.
It's
like, did you do the blueberry? blonde, or did you do the?
I think I did
IPA.
I think I did blueberry.
Okay, so you get the more ale taste, and it gets a hint.
I don't know.
But they.
It's right. So you know that big like booklet they gave us in the. Well, you didn't pick one up, but
no, the guy was like, one. There was some fucking weirdo standing there, and he's like, wanting to give me one and not wanting. I'm like, what is that? And he's just like, didn't say anything, but he wouldn't give it to me.
He's scared of you.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I thought maybe because sometimes you go to these things and you got to pay for shit like that. Yeah. So I was like, well, okay. I was confused. Like he like started handing me one, then he took it back. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, all right, whatever. I just walked away. But then I see Brian's got it. It's like a map of where everything was. And
tells
like,
you what everything
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
the it's fuck? Funny because my daughter was reading it in the back of the car. I had it back there, and she's reading, looking through it. And I'm explaining to her what it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, you try these different beers, but you only get like a couple ounces. You're not drinking whole beers, obviously. And she's just reading through. She goes, this beer only has 3 ingredients. That sounds gross. No, those are my favorite.
Yeah, then we had our, we made necklaces that had pretzels hanging off of them. Mm. So that way you can, if you eat a pretzel between the beers, it'll help cleanse your palate.
Yeah. And you just get hungry.
And yeah, you're hungry. So
that's
snacking.
The best thing ever.
So we're walking around, we're fucking loaded up with pretzels.
We needed more.
Oh, yeah.
We needed like 100 on there.
Yeah. Next year I'm gonna have that fucker going all the way around.
Yeah.
So we went to one place, me and Travis get our beers, and we step off to the side, and then what are you shaking your head at? And Brian's like off to the side, and we don't even know what's going on. Me and Travis are over there being a beer snob, we got our pinkies out and we're drinking our little glass, and we're like, ooh yeah, this is good. And Brian comes over, he's like, hey, he goes, and he starts telling us this chick randomly comes up and she's like, oh, where'd you get that necklace at? And he's like,
oh, I washed them. I didn't hear them.
So I didn't even see it going on.
But I washed them.
And he goes, he's like, we made them. He's like, we're really crafty.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah. Even though he didn't help make shit. He's like, we made them on game.
He's the craftiest one though.
No, true. And he goes, she's like, oh, can I have one? He's like, yeah. And he reaches down to break one off to give her. And she's like, no, I'll get it. She like reaches down and eats it off of there. And as she's doing that, her, you know, her boyfriend's standing right the fuck there watching. And Brian's like, this is awkward. And then he came over and told us. And we're like, fuck him. What's he going to do?
He's probably
like, you want one too, bro?
Those pretzels off my chest.
Yeah, it was funny because I told these guys about that. And they said, we're going to make these pretzel necklaces, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I was like, everybody will have them. And we get there and like, nobody's got them.
Yeah.
But I like when we started seeing them later on, more people started showing up. But I figured like everybody was, because when I went to the one, it was a couple years ago, we went to one down in Murfreesboro, same situation. And I was doing the same thing. We're making them in the car. And I'm telling Mike and Keith and Tim, and I'm like, dude, I'm not wearing this. And like, oh, everybody wears them. I'm like, dude, I feel stupid walking around with a necklace of pretzels. I get there. Motherfucker, not only does everybody have them, motherfuckers have the big fucking gigantic hard pretzels hanging off of them. People have Slim Jims hanging off of it. You know, they run it through the hole in the package. I'm like, that was like, we were like tame at that right. one. But then this one, there wasn't really.
You know what it is? People in Murfreesboro, the people that are going to that are traveling to go to that.
Right.
The one here is in the middle of the city. It's just anyone who's like, hears about it, it's like, oh,
that'd be something cool to do on Friday night.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're not really into it, you know, like that. Because people ask us, like, where'd you get those? And we're like, well, we brought them from home.
Yeah, because weren't you saying that we should sell those next year?
Oh, dude, we should package those up, sell them for like $6 a pop.
Yeah, $6, bitch.
Because, you know, it probably costs a quarter to for each one.
We made 7 necklaces, and Keith brought over 4 bags of pretzels.
Yeah.
So, and we opened 3 of the bags because me, Keith, and Tim made them.
Yeah.
And, which was stupid because we only used a bag and a half.
Right.
Because we had 3 half bags when we were done. And I have 2 of them in my cabinet, a full one in my cabinet, not open. And I had to throw another one away because Tim had it in the car because he put all the necklaces in the bag and brought them with us. And then yesterday morning when I got up to go out and, had to go get an oil change and wash the car. I open up the back seat, and a fucking bag of pretzels sitting there. So I was like, God damn it.
Dude, if we could make those, and we could probably find cheaper pretzels like in a bigger bag somewhere at Sam's or something.
Well, those aren't, they weren't, I'm sure they're only a couple bucks for that big ass bag.
That's what I'm saying, though. You could probably give them even cheaper.
Yeah, you're right. So we go, so I go to Auto Spa and get an oil change.
What does this have to do with pretzels and beer?
You're going to see. I went through Auto Spa, got my oil change, had them wash the car. They run it through a big ass machine, you know, where they vacuum it out, run it through, and then they dry it.
You're a lazy son of a bitch, by the way.
Yes. They do a way better job than I can. Do my thing throughout the day. Me and my dad run out to go get some fucking dinner. We're going to grill up some burgers. We're coming out of Schnucks, and I'm walking up on my Jeep, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I've got a pretzel necklace hanging off my antenna on the top. One of those assholes hung it up there. There's like four or five pretzels still on it, and they hung it over my antenna on the top. So it went through all that. It was still fucking there. Weird. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, well, I guess they don't do that good a job cleaning because they didn't notice there was a pretzel necklace up here.
Well, they're probably like, I guess he wants it up here.
Maybe they took it off and put it back on.
Feeding the birds?
I don't know. But I was like, what the fuck?
It's part of your car. They can't take
it off. Drove all over the place yesterday, and it didn't go anywhere. I don't know when they did it. I don't know if they did it in St. Louis.
I can see coming out, and there's like birds everywhere in your car.
Shitting all over the place.
Yeah, shitting, eating these pretzels. What the
fuck? Oh, man.
Anyway,
let's play something.
Alrighty.
Let's play As a Reminder by Trigger 13.
Sure.
That was As a Reminder by Trigger 13. They are out of Baltimore, Maryland, and you can find them at trigger13.bandcamp.com.
That's something everyone can enjoy.
Yes. They are on Snubbed Records, by the way. And also, I noticed this morning, I always make sure I can, when I'm looking up like their pages, you know, like I said, we've always said, we prefer the Bandcamp pages. So, and I always like to match up to make sure I'm given the right page. So I look for the songs. And I noticed they did a cover of Hungry Like a Wolf.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
You listen to it.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, I was like, check that out. So I went down there and I was just like, oh, fuck yeah. I was like, this is really good.
That's a good song.
Yeah. So, since we were talking about beer earlier, we decided just to make this our beer episode. So,
makes sense, Steve.
It does.
Good call.
If I would have knew that's what exactly what we were talking about, we would have just done that. But
we are.
That's what's happening here. So, what do we got today?
We have Wells Brand Banana Bread Beer.
Oh, okay.
Dude, my grandma used to make some bomb banana bread.
Well, hopefully this
I love banana bread.
Maybe this is going to be just as good.
Warm that shit up, put some cold milk on it. I hope it don't taste like that exactly. That would be weird. But
why? Because you'll become a raging alcoholic?
Yeah. Like, just cry about my grandma. Oh, yes,
sir. Let's see what we got here. It's very strong smelling. Hmm.
I taste zero banana.
aftertaste. Yeah.
I guess, no, I get it. I get the hint of it, yeah.
At first, I didn't taste anything. It just tasted like beer, but then afterwards, yeah.
You know what? And, you know, I always give you shit about fruit in the beer.
Mm-hmm.
This one makes sense because banana's a little more toned down of a flavor.
Right.
I'm fine with this because I can't sit here and be like, I'm drinking a banana.
Right.
You know, some it's like, I'm drinking a pomegranate. Great.
Yeah, because you can almost miss that.
Yeah.
You can almost miss it, the banana. If you might, at the end, you might be like, man, I'm fucking tasting something, but I just can't think of what it is.
If you didn't tell me what it was, I'd just be like, hey, that's a good beer.
Right.
If you didn't say anything about bananas, I probably wouldn't.
I'm getting it now for sure after that second drink, that aftertaste. No, it's good. I'm surprised. Because I was, like I said, I ran to Schnucks with my old man. And I was like, hold on here. I got to run over and grab a beer for tomorrow. And I'm like, it's Schnucks, so they don't have like a huge selection of bombers there.
No.
And I was just like, I went right to that. First, and I'm like, banana bread beer. Looked down at the price to make sure it wasn't something stupid price. It was like $5. I was like, here we go. Fuck it. That was easy. I always want to try something different.
Yeah, I like that.
Something weird. Yeah, it is pretty good.
It's from England.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't think they have a lot of bananas up there. I wouldn't think.
No, not in that fucking climate.
I think bananas up there, like,
I think they need sun.
You think they're like $4 a pound up
there?
Oh,
fuck yeah. Considering
so
they need
far away from them.
Oh yeah, they need a lot of sun and warmth to grow, and it's the fucking cloudiest, rainiest.
Bananas for us are like 39 cents a pound.
Yeah,
you know, but
that's because it said it was brewed. Doesn't it say on there somewhere it's brewed with banana bread?
I don't know. I think it's. I know it's banana. It's just banana. Yeah, with
are
actual
you sure?
bananas. Oh, I'm gonna cook banana.
Well, that's
bread?
What I thought I read, and I was like, "Are you serious? There's gonna be chunks of bread floating around in this shit."
Ugh. It says long ago, ale was known as liquid bread, though.
Well, what? Because there's yeast in it?
Just because it's good.
I need some liquid bread. I'm going to make a fucking sandwich out of this. Cut up your meat and just drop it in your glass. It's a sandwich.
Hey, you know what? You know what your buddies should make? They should make a grape-flavored beer.
No, you just... just turn them off.
I know. And then a peanut butter flavored one.
And just do a peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, you can mix them together.
There you go. Mike, Tim, get on it. Peanut
do
PBJ.
To be like, that's a horrible idea. But it's original.
No. We tried to do the placenta beer and they wouldn't do it.
Oh, they're so lame.
Because they just want to be like everybody else. No.
I don't want placenta in my beer. Oh, come
what
on,
the hell
dude.
Are you people talking about?
We're freaking out.
So, you know, my wife's pregnant, right?
Oh, okay.
We were figuring out, are we going to, like, keep that placenta? What are we going to do with it? We could do some evil shit with
it. Throw it away.
No, placenta beer. How original would that be?
Yeah. If no one wants it, then at least it would get people coming, you know.
Right.
Oh, these guys are weirdos. They got this weird beer, but they got other normal stuff.
Yeah, then you can put the Cannibal Corpse Butcher to Birth picture on the label. have those zombies that are cutting the babies up, like placenta beer. Don't be a pussy, just drink it.
I thought it was a good idea. They shut down pretty quick.
Yeah, they weren't having any part of that.
What's that? Why? Too much work for no.
I don't think they want to infect anybody if they don't sterilize it correctly. Because I asked, I was like, is it really possible? And they're like, anything's possible.
Well, then do anything.
They don't want to fuck with no placenta.
I thought it was a good idea.
All right, Mike.
Brendan, did you think it was a good idea? Would you try it? Would you try that?
No.
You wouldn't try that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where he just changed. Yeah. No, I don't know. It's a
probably depends on how many beers I had before that.
Oh, that's not a problem.
We
got them.
We'll give you 6 regular ones before you.
Yeah, we won't even tell you. We're just going to keep trying different stuff, and you're going to be like, this one here was my favorite. Like, oh, really? That's the placenta one. Mm. He's like, it tastes like it has a strong tomato base.
I brought it up with my wife too, and she thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, I think everybody was mad at us for that, but me and you.
Yeah, they're like,
everybody shut us down.
They're like, really? Like, does that make you a cannibal? That'll make you a cannibal, does it?
No. I mean, you are eating part of another human, but
it's a good part.
Right. People do it. But then again, people eat other people, and they're not supposed to do that. So
people grind it up and like put it in pills because it's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, like super, like a shitload of like nutrients and shit in it.
See, you could even say, oh, it's good for you and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. I think I'll pass too. I'll be honest. If it got made, I would drink it.
Exactly.
Just because of what it is.
You're not going to go and buy a whole friggin', you know,
6-pack of it, no.
Bomber of a placenta beer, but.
Well, I would if I was sharing it with everybody. Yeah.
Whatever.
Fuck it.
We'll come up with other good ideas.
Yeah, we'll come up. Let's play the next song.
All right. This next one is by Ancient Spell. It is called Wrath of Gods. We'll be right back. That was Wrath of Gods by Ancient Spell. They're out of Los Angeles, California, and you can find them at ancientspell.net.
Check these guys out, because they are good.
Badass.
Yes, I like them a lot.
Steve likes to dance to their music.
Yes, that is true. I danced to everything nude, Brendan. That was a given. I'm sure everybody listening knew. They're like, oh, it's naked. Yeah. Speaking of beer, next weekend, Mike and Tim are in a homebrew competition. And which one is this? This is the Sparta one. Sparta, Illinois, on Saturday. What is that, the 12th? Mm-hmm. The 12th. So anybody in the St. Louis area, it's a pretty cool little thing. They took, this is going to be their third year doing it. The first year they did it, they placed. Last year, they took first in both categories. So they got to come back and just destroy again this year. But what was it? There's a barbecue thing going on, too.
You know what will get them to win the whole thing?
What's that?
Placenta beer.
I mean, they've already won the whole thing last year. So, I mean, what else?
Well, so they got to top it up. Stuff it up. They did last time.
Well,
exactly.
Well, all right. So,
what's the name of their, they have, a name for their...
Hendrix Brewthers.
Hendrix Brewthers?
Yeah, because they're brothers.
Brewthers.
Because they're brothers.
The brew beer?
Yes.
Brewthers.
Yeah, Brewthers. Yeah, yeah, check out their page. They got a Facebook page. They do... I don't know. They did one out in what was that park where the gays always chase you down and masturbate in front of you? Creepcore Park.
Yep.
That one. They did one out there last year. That was pissed. I didn't go to, but I had something going on, so I couldn't make it.
Do the gays trace Travis?
Oh, you haven't heard that story?
Or is it just everybody?
Oh, tell the story, bro. I don't think you've told that story on the air.
I've never heard it.
He's never heard it. You got to hear this.
So there wasn't just one thing. There's multiple
things. This happened more than once.
So I was...
Stay the fuck out of Creepcore Park, Brendan.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least if you're by yourself. Continue. I'm sorry.
So I remember I was either walking with my bike. Usually I have my bike. I bike a lot.
But and, how old were you? You were young.
I was... Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was younger. I was probably not even driving yet. I was probably 15.
That's awesome.
And I'm walking with my bike. And, you know, you can drive through the park. It's a big park. There's roads.
It's a super nice park.
And I see this, bright orange Mustang, and he drives by, and I don't think anything. Well, whatever, you know. I see him drive by again. Then he drives by a third time. And he's like, hey. And so I just, you know, when someone, rolls a window down and talks to me, you naturally walk over there. Because I'm in the grass. I'm, 20, 30 feet away. So I walk over there. He's like, you need a ride? And I'm walking up to him, and he's got his dick in his hand, and he's just stroking it. It's just going on in his car. And, you know, you would think to yourself,
I'd kick his ass, tell him to fuck off.
You know what I did? I go, no, I'm good. I walk away.
That was awesome.
And then years, I didn't learn my lesson. I thought maybe it was just a random stray weirdo. So years later, I'm probably in my early 20s or so, and I'm detailing my truck. I live in an apartment complex where there was no trees, and if you want to wax your car, you kind of got to do it in the shade. Yeah. So I live right next to this park. I was always there. So I go there, go find some trees, park underneath of them, and I'm there detailing my truck. It was 4 or 5 hours, you know? Mm-hmm. Just listening to music in the park, enjoying myself. This guy comes up to me in this, super creeper van, the one with the curtains, you know? He jumps out. Hey, you want your dick sucked? And I'm just again, you would be you would think you'd be
I'm gonna punch him in the face and be all badass.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm just no, I'm good. And then he does, that's not good enough for him. He tries to talk me into it. He's like, well, I just saw that big package in your jeans and I thought maybe you need your dick sucked. And I'm just No. did he really think, since you put it that way.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you think I got a big dick? Oh, come on. Let's get in that fucking van of yours, bro.
What a mess.
Yeah. And so, last summer, I heard the story because our work had a work party there, like a barbecue. So I'm meeting him out there. And right before I leave the house, I get a text from him saying, I've got a couple good stories about this park when you get out here. I'm like, oh, man, what the hell? So I'm driving through the park, and I'm like, this is a really nice park because it's hilly, trees everywhere. It's nice. And then I hear what goes on in that fucking park. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so glad I didn't bring my fucking kid out here. It's like, we got to go. We got to go right now. Because then you say there's a bottom part where the lake is.
So we would call there's three parts. There's the bottom part by the lake. Then there's this upper part that's smaller, and it was just kind of like a loop that you would drive around, and we'd call it the Fruit Loop, because we knew there was gays up there.
They trolled up there.
Yeah, and then there's this other, I guess, upper part,
and that's separate. Is that where we were at then?
That's where we were at. Okay. That's like the biggest part of it, and I guess they just migrated over there, you know, the gays.
The loop was, the Fruit Loop just wasn't...
It wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough.
they needed
a bigger
broaden area. Their horizons.
Well, if you think about it...
They're on 15-year-old boys riding their
bikes. There's not enough 15-year-old boys on this side of the park. Let's head over there.
Did they, like, move over there and the other parts normal, or did they just
expand the territories?
Yeah.
So don't go to that park by yourself, Brennan.
Okay.
I mean, if you're with your old lady, you're probably fine.
Yeah, they might...
They're just going to leave you alone. But if you're by yourself,
Brendan's not
walking around or sitting there by yourself, just sitting there, which some people go places like that to enjoy just sitting in a park and just relaxing. Apparently, you can't do that there because someone's going to assume, oh, this guy wants his dick sucked. I'm going to molest him. Fuck it. You can't just go anywhere anymore and enjoy anything.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to go to this fucking park. I like being outside. I'm going to chill. Like you did. I'm going to go here. I'm going to wash my truck or detail it, wax it in the shade because I don't got shade. It's nice. Take my time. And no. Someone saw you and said, easy target. They were wrong.
Actually, Steve. No.
I told you the two that I turned down. And the third, I gave in. I had to see what this guy was about. All right, let's play the next one.
All right, this is Wake by Goodnight December.
Yeah.
That was Wake by the band Goodnight December. They are out of Brooklyn, New York. And you can find them at facebook.com/goodnightdecembernyc.
Awesome. Sorry, I was belching silently over here. So these next two bands we're going to play have the same member in it. And we have played, the one we're going to play next is After Death Alone. They made our top 13, actually, of last year. And I had recently found out, talking to one of the other members in that band, he was giving me, what was he doing? We were talking back and forth on Facebook, Messenger or whatever. And he had sent me a link to his new band, Empty Life. And I was talking back and forth and this and that. And he told me, he's like, oh, well, the guy that I knew through After Death Alone had passed away. And I had no idea. He's like, oh, he's like, you didn't know? I was like, no, what the fuck? I had no idea.
Tell us that.
Yeah, that was the episode we lost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm retelling. Recapping. Yeah, I'm just recapping. Yeah. So, yeah, apparently he had a heart attack like January or something like that. Something around timeline. It's been a few months now, several months or whatever. But I had no idea, so I was like, son of a bitch. Which made sense because I guess when it happened, they had, After Death Alone, released some new material. They said this was going to be their last release. I was like, oh, I guess they're just done. Because they're from all over. They're the ones that have a member in the U.S., Greece, and then Australia. And the guy I was talking to is Australia. I was like, oh, fuck, that's fucked up. I had no idea. So it made sense why it was their last release. So that's where we're coming at from this, the next two. So Empty Life, which we'll play second, I guess this is where After Death Alone left off. This is where they're picking up. So
but first is After Death Alone with the song Faded Lips.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was Faded Lips by After Death Alone out of Greece, America, Australia, Chile. you can find them at afterdeathalone.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, that was a good band. Very good band. So I suggest picking their stuff up.
And the next band is Empty Life playing the song Homeless. That was Homeless by Empty Life, and you can find them at emptylife.bandcamp.com.
Another excellent band, goddammit. Get their stuff too. Don't be a punk.
Like Brendan.
Yeah, he's a punk. All right. Coming up on the last song. So here's the deal. We have free stickers of the show if you're interested. You can email us your address at empathicaradio@gmail.com and we will send you some stickers. Which we just sent some to Algeria. Is that where? Algeria?
Algeria.
That was I didn't expect that. I think so. We've realized we've hit every continent on except for Antarctica.
That cost about $68 to ship those?
No, it wasn't shit.
Wasn't
it? No, it was like $1.50 or something stupid.
That's cool.
Yeah, it wasn't shit. So
you'll see those in the mail in about four or five months.
Yeah. He'll forget about the podcast when it comes in. He's like, oh shit, I forgot about these guys. No, I actually left him a message and said, hey, I sent the stickers out today. Let me know when you get them because I want to make sure they make them to you. So if you are a band and you're into fucking metal, punk, hardcore, we're looking for aggressive bands. Send it to empathicaradio@gmail.com and we will get you on the air. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. Instagram is at Empathica Radio. You can find me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. The podcast is out there. Subscribe so you don't miss a show.
I don't even know what half that shit is.
I don't either. But it's all free. Well, I don't know if Stitcher's free. I'm confused about that.
No one should have to pay for this.
No. You don't pay. I think you pay to use Stitcher. I'm not 100% sure. Well, all I read is it was a huge platform, so I put us on there. But if you want guaranteed free iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, there you go. You know, fuck, what else do you need? Spotify. Everybody listens to Spotify. We're on there. Listen, Brendan's smirking over there because he doesn't listen to Spotify.
I'm sure Travis doesn't either.
Actually, he does. Thank you very much.
Oh, I do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Through my wife's account.
Also, do us a favor. On our Facebook page, we added the review tab.
Yeah.
Tell us how bad we suck.
Yes, tell us what you think. Leave a review, please. We're interested. And if it's a bad one, we're just going to erase it. So, whatever.
No, I want to.
No, I really want to know. I want to know because we are growing.
Those are the most fun. The bad ones are the most fun.
Yeah, you're right.
If people are like, but, oh, you guys are great. I'm going to be like, we're full of shit.
I already knew that.
No, but I like to know what's going on how, because we're trying to grow with what we're doing. You know, what works, what doesn't. I don't know. Nobody's bitching yet. I mean, we've had a couple people bitch, but not about the show. Just
mostly our wives.
Yeah, they don't like us very much. So I don't know. Is there anything else I'm forgetting that we usually promote?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay.
All right. Last band we're going to play is called New Day Dawn. They're out of Bonn, Germany. You can find them at newdaydawn.de. And the name of this song is Rise.
Stronger than the sickness. I am stronger than the sickness.